1970. Brother, I will try to fix it together later on. I'm trying to come in.
This is Fred Washington speaking on behalf of the statement in which I heard my grandpa said to me in his time, his memory, when he was a young man living in Kansas before they moved down here where the northern eastern part of this country is known as now as Oklahoma in the year around 1860. That's about the time Delawares was looking over the country to settle here before they move out of Kansas. This old man I'm speaking about, he's my relative, my grandpa, and his name is George Pawley, who has passed away in the year 1952. And now this is what he told me about what he heard during the time when he was in Kansas. It's about a boy who lives with his grandma in one of those old-time bark houses. Imagine, I think this is what took place back way back there in somewhere in Indiana, either in Ohio or maybe somewhere in where the Delawares came from up in the East Coast.
Well, I'm going to try to comment on the words. That is, I'm going to speak it in Delaware from what I heard this. Porque no, acaso no homsa, dije lo cun, un jeching yuni. Luen hon gutten hon pilaches hon wite shu petakoeok. Petakoeok luen no pilaches hon wite. Malakuna shen kuchika enung dakkanotuman kuna ka shen mo khumse hirit rustang domunda kuyu ka se ai sipo. Takuhanen nan lein munda kuetri kuna weng wanen lanape. Wite tut munda ku shohpe. Luan hon nani pi laiches a pamet khasha sita ok pes kun kahte namo a hon tmak ti tu a kui kayu menani kui kayu minga ke koite te ke kuta si kui ne a se no ho matenda ke no ho man ele wi ta su lana hon ho ke si ka ning nana wi ki ne o and shake a maki come on any kick guy happy like it's all homa come here look how any when I get home like you could honka hop but the cool hun so grano in my way and you cook off there and I see cano look there when you go and they go hockey eh see I said, no, 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 taku ke kutele la mai wao eli taku ala sia wen ke ku si eli si queen a kone se anda honda ka hapang hona si la ne lo ma na to we ka chit na wa kui ka mo kwa ne wi ne no a den de ne ke no ki ka ya se no ka chu na na si ba chu na na konde nanu ni pain okay si ganta la homa ni angas kiso kala luenta kuha kasi kuda si kadi ari kadi laska si ni eri doe ngaskita sukra ne kadi ari on torong skana pi laetet tadera ki kuna nu la mata pi asena ne un hon po kalo hui masi la la mata puno kasi hona le eri kusi ka kusi aspi le kumho Aik somi nakut kahtat sukkala. Khan ke na mahan wik si su khwe yu na ni kom hok na la me sukkala. Ah ke si la. Na la mi unt pe na ni hok ke si ka on ma unt pe na no ta mi wadi tu deo ne kikaya. Au na ni pi la chis na la pon na ni. Na pi na skonde un ipan luen. Ke pa na halin gishle sin sukkala. Anel ohmat elkon mesi tatepi kalia mana kana men nda sukkel mesi tatepi naon pachi de la ohma mesi ta dalam skata ku ta kas ku ita si on mo chit e di ok di ti sak mesi nas ku nal ku nek se pe ta ko e a che na tau ich ka chi la pim ba shuk ta ku chi kas ku ita so mo chit Aishana hono tolom skano tere ui kachi nata kuni ne o iwa nanda pet hako nana witen hono ek pet hako eok ne. Aishana nuan jikhan hang ui kachi nda hang luen. Ok mi panna nda sa salakhi pet hako ng sa asa palo luen hono nat hon nani pi la ek chit. Misi kiku paya kuk tam nere hono. Ana ek se khu hileok luen hono ek no. Pet hako eok na lai hono nang pet hako no. Suk la suk na la pi la si sana wi ten ene no la wa e na ta wanda kwen di hira sta na kan mo khong san e da sta na ka lo mo e kwen ke hon skin no la ki ku na kwen pu pa na man hon na hon na wanda kwen na le o hen di ho pang ben mo la nap te a se na kwen se si ka si ka ski lo en e di Okay. Mohoms. Ok, ok, no. Di kayu mena ninga ke ko para ha ka ke se nga he tta ok. No huma. Hang di hilare pom ku hang ok kan mohoms ok nga ok no kha. Lo ka tia wen wo he mo ala tak ta wen ta e li na ksi ta ok tak ta wen. Kha ta wi kha ti ku ke no. Wi ka cha na ko ko la cha tu wi kha ti ko ko wi che mo. Luen hon nani ki shel mo kon luen wen me hon da wen ni kut ta ma ke da ma ok nan na shih kan ta wen ta di na kin tak ta wen e li na ksi e ha ta bun da kon di da da pom kon ni ka ken gi ka yu mana ni ga ku ya ko me chi ku she kut ta shi kok pa na kan ga ta na me ta ku ka le li ke ku ve shin da li na me he li ti ka ken gi ka yu mana ni ga ok ka shan mo hom sa na kon di da da pom kon lo ka chi me ni sha wen ku la cha ha ko langu tak ta we ne li na ka chi we he mo ala ha ko ne she won ji khan ho ne ko na ka she lo wen na ni ti la e chi sma to ma ti tu to ma le shi ku ne na ne she wi ta so ma ne she ho ho ma ne lo wen hon ho ke si ka na no wi ki ne a ko ne she shi ka ga ski lo wen ba ha pa talking about the name of that tree frog, and a small bush that grows in a small stream. The bush I'm trying to call, the name of that tree, it grows in a small stream, Pohessanak. Pohessanak, it's a holler of a tree, with a heart, more heart in there, and that's the name of it, holler of a tree. So, and a tree frog, and the only thing I know they call that chikor. So I don't know. From way back there, and I never heard very much of that, the name of that tree frog, but there's a name for it, but I know I recognize the name, what they told me, that's what that tree frog name, but I still don't exactly remember, it. And so that's nearest I can tell you about the name of that tree frog. They call it Chikoli. So I don't know. But anyway, that's what I heard here recently among a few people around. And so, and of course, there's a lot of things I already know, and I think you have already got that in your records there, about different names of things, varieties. And it seems like it's a lot of these things that's been named, that is what I mean, the Delaware names, is kind of disappearing, Some of them forget. Of course, I'm not away too, but still I can remember a lot of things, the name of different things, and like that,
Now I want to speak to the in Delaware, as I had explained here before I put this on a tape. It happened to pop up in my mind, and I thought I'd just well put this in there while I'm thinking about it, my memory's fresh. Now, I'll speak this in Delaware, and then come at and explain it later in English. Igune ahkanutma akarmo khumsa ne elit wemi ke ko hun khui khauchi bili leo takuchi kaski keno Ani hirekin meke kule irwen ulwen hun pili hundang leo hui kauchi. Ani hirale pomkuna kan muhum selwa hu kakpe tapsi hui kauchi kenu. Wemi kuku taong ni lewen elixit awen pili sawen wetanaman awen elixit. Se prahlani mechin neeman. Onko kannuukon dihilukkun? Hui kapettaavasti ja ne haerike koko koni. Okta kuuta okki, huemu kujukse. Elangu manguikse, elä nappeaka haere, hui koko voni, koko kuna metsinkin sinne emän kitsi. Haere oli hang nattuustaa ok. Ikki kuta, okulue, kuta nuaa tuun. Nga se na shain di ka mahte khana manalan da muakan ki sita na na le ni eh lihti ti ka ke se
kiikajuumana, niin kahki sen laalumpas kahtiit. Ne silloin on mua. Mä kun en lihda löppuun, kun ne on lue huikkaa, että huikka peettävästi ja ne hukta liinaman. Ja kuatan juu. Hanka mun huomstelu lue. Uwein minä kahka kiikajan lue, no huipti maata katta uwein minä kumme saattam. Katsi on ihan. Ja se na weitet nanen hankina arasang tamen la sima hang ne khaheli kumetin woni eh lihtit se kuya ku khanne masha tamen eh lihtit weme ke ku she ele ok luenda si ke ku woni ne pelmen woni la nape Asena aku seha heleri meci ke kota onggen ni luna sel nape el hakeit ha heleri ke komesi ta onggen yuni ay lihsit manan kutia weni kaski ma mulia lani suak man ma ke khati Taku tahele eli, kahele uhanele na peksak taku emi, kaski keku alasi ili keku mulue iuk, ok, kukosti keku keno, misatta muu iuk, ehlä lepoomahti, ne kahki se kuikaju mna niin kahki loomue. Se on ahta undahkui, lahapanna dakkenuuttimen, Eli heleilikin kukta kuumensi hattei, eli oknemensi taongen muenikin ku se elihin, oke ku enda kiisikin, oke enda kiku hakiihen, loom muenikin se, panahi ku se enda muen hakiihet, ha heleilinani, juuni keeno hkaniim, enike loom muenikin ku hank tokiihen, meseliinak suha haskuim, mesi keku Ja meitsikunen niin voi mitään onkin. Siellähän on niin hannekua kuin nuulhatu. Nuulhatu on niin elina kuin se loomue, kun hankeena kiitun, nuuli oikein laatu on unsimattakin, kun hattin sen hankaa kiihen vihkautsinta, oli siikkoona mihän. Vaku nuulhatu on niin, kenukka niimi on omolle lampe, enda hakiihet, missä kekupinahan voi haskuim, voi se, on haskuim, okna puheem, lapina keino, keskun hakan, ne voi nahki liina kohtu, oki on maa lahku siitta, missä niissä nahki nuulhatu loumoe, takuu voi nahpi, kun ne voi lhata kujutali se, Eihän tämä mun nähkyi lahapannan hiluen.
Here I want to explain this in English, what I got through saying in Delaware. And it's the, what has been happening and what and the time that we have now. Now, what I got through trying to explain this, the time that I said in here that a lot of those things that what we have is disappearing, you know, is cast out. Now, for instance, like I was saying in Delaware there, that them old people used to advise us different things, tell us to keep things as long as you can. So I guess I'm about the only one, or there's a few more others around here, still has those things, and I'm glad that is what has happened. Anyway, now speaking about things, you know, like seed, things that we plant, Now we have two different kinds of, three different kinds of corn, and two different kinds of beans, and two different kinds of pumpkins. That is, it's been handed down from generations to generations, you know. The small size pumpkin, and the medium size, and the big size. There's no other pumpkin like it, and I still have the seed. And also, there's two kinds of corn, so I still have that. They call it a squaw corn, the white corn, and the red corn. Now, the Delawares call that white corn Fulham, and the red corn is Lunhasqueen. And the pumpkin's name is Keskundhak, Lani Keskundhak. And the other one is what they call Lanikeskunhaktet, that's the smallest one. Lanikeskunhaktet. And so like that, you know, and I have seen a lot of things that's been lost, you know, and I still have fortune enough to keep what I hear, you know, way back there. And like all those Delawares used to tell me, you know, our forefathers, you know, some of them is not a relative to me, but they're real old people. They say, well, when you get to be a young man, you're going to see lots of changes later on. So I come to now, the age I am now, I see a lot of things that sure enough, it was true. And let's say I'm fortunate enough to appreciate enough to know what little I learned in my times. And so I just got through knowing Delaware that them old people used to tell us about those things, and even speaking that language, there's not very many, as few of us here yet that can talk this language pretty fairly. And so now, and that's what I got through saying in Delaware there, that I always try to remember those things, what them old people used to tell me back there, you know. And it's going to be time, it says, when you live to that time, when you're big enough to be a man, to remember these things, as you're going to see big changes. Sure enough, that's true enough, it sure has. So now, I thought I'd to send you this information here, what is that little what I hear, Mr. Gardner, and you know, you my friend, and maybe sometime we know we might dig up some more information. I believe I'm trying my best to look around, you know. I kind of learn a little more, you know, all the time, you know, things that's been passed. And my memories begin to kind of refreshing up, you know, what they used to tell me, you know, things, you know, that they live, the religion, and maybe we can get that all together. Maybe we can make good history for them, you know, so these younger generation maybe can read about it sometime, you know, when we all gone. That's all I have to say right at the moment. Well, Mr. Goddard, I've got your letter dated on July 18th. So glad to hear from you. And I just now trying to fill in the tape of what I left off here some time ago, and recording things, you know, what I've learned. And I thought I'd when you get this tape, I want you to run it from the start in. Just keep running it till you hear voices in there. You know, when I had my tape recorder, before I had it in the repair shop, I could just You know, you were speaking about a man lived in no water. His name was Arthur Armstrong. And he related a story. When they first came down here in Oklahoma now, and when they first came down here, you know, he was telling me they're kind of divided up, you know, and there's kind of two groups of them, and one group was settled around No Water and around Benita, and also around Verdigris River, you know, up towards No Water, all back in then. And on this side, they call us Western Delawares. So how come to he said that? Why, you know, there was a group of them, as they call them, educated. They were well educated. And that was before they came down here in Oklahoma, you know. And they took allotment here among the Cherokee Nation. So he was telling me about that story, you know. And so I'm going to try to, like I said, I'm going to try to fill in on this tape here about things, you know, what he told me. How come to be, there always been a group of them, you know. They're kind of like, I'd say they're more modern. I suppose that's the way you'd call it. They're more modern than we are. But still, there wasn't very many of them, you know, even at that, and at that time. So, and then these people here on, they call us Western Delaware, they're around Bartlesville, Dewey, on into Tulsi, and settle here, you know, before the state became a state. So that's how I come to know a little about information, what he told me, you know. I heard that, however, I heard that before, you know. And so anyway, the time has come now that there's not very many of us understand things that we have seen and what has passed, what our old people has told us, that you'll see it the day coming when you realize things, you know, when a person's at a certain stage of age, you know, when he's young, he don't realize much amount anything. But still, I guess I was fortunate enough to kind of remind, you know, kind of pay attention to what they told me way back there, you know. And now, I want to speak this in Delaware the very best I know. Many of us anymore. So I'll do
my best to speak it in that way. What little information I know, I hear it. And so that's all I say right at this time in English. I'm going to try to talk to myself. Okay, no. Yes, happy to. Wunderland. Endless summer. Okay, endless stuff. Dusty chair. I'm in the army. He's a human army. Dusty never. Okay, look about 50. He's looked good. He looked good now. Oh, in this way, he's all right. He's all right. That looks in the belly. Okay, man, you know, I'm just going to run across the road.
Now, I got through saying in Delaware, I try to explain it the best way I know how. The beginning of it, I said in here that our old people told us that the day is coming when you see these things, and which they was right, and I see it myself. That's what I said in here. Now, at this time of times, the only things left to us now among our people, it's this American Native Church. The way we worship, you know, we use this sacrament and we pray to the Almighty to give us some kind of blessings, you know. Whatever it may be that is forthcoming, we ask Him to guide us, take care of us, so we may live to see a lot of things, you know, every year. And we don't have those ceremonies only about twice a year, maybe sometime once a year. And there's very few of us in our tribe now that are still holding on our ways, worship. So that's what I got through saying in Delaware. And they always told us, whoever it may be and whoever it is, come to your home or see him, always treat him good. Regardless what creed or color or who he is or where he's from, be friend to him, good to him. That way, someday, maybe you get reward or either he might help you. So that's the kind of advice that we had from our old people a long time ago, is that that's where the teachings are. And so I said in Delaware that, just like I said before, there's not very many of us speak this language even, you know. And I get so now, you know, I have a hard time to say a lot of things in Delaware, because I don't have anyone to talk to all the time, you know. If I can visit to some of them that can talk this good, why, maybe I can kind of recollect a lot of those things, you know, like that. However, I'll do best I can. Now, there's one thing more I want to say in here, that what few things we can establish like culture or varieties, things we can gather up, wordings, and have them all lined up, you know, in form. And each item, or each subject, or each article, whatever it may be, in Delaware, then we can kind of comply with things, and we get this history lined up, and it's going to be, I think it'll be a great thing, myself. And maybe sometime when I'm gone, well, they'll see the words is written and hear the words. There's such a thing as this in tape recorder, you know. And of course now on this tape, I was just outlining on a lot of different subjects that might help. And if we come to conclusion from the beginning, the time that we came here, before statehood, you know, and the time that they built this big house, I think I got the date of that old big house when they first built it here, a date of it, and translate that back up to now, and up to the last ceremony they had, I think it'll be a great thing himself. And I wish you'd write me about it when you get through playing this tape. See what you think about it, my friend. I hope you can hear a lot of these things in here. Sometimes maybe I'm standing too close to the microphone, either not far enough, I don't know. But you can make out best way you know how, you know. And maybe if you get down here again in Oklahoma, we might get better lined up on things, you know, and which I hope it will. And I hope you can hear it plain enough. You might have to play this tape 2-3 times, you know, before you can get the wording. And right at the moment, I'll say something else in Delaware that I just heard recently. I'll try to comment on the things that what I heard in Delaware, but I'm going to speak it in Delaware. Maybe you can make out some way. And I'll explain it towards the last, so you can kind of understand the
situation. I don't know whether it's going to go through or not, but I hope it will. And yes, what I learned, and I'm going to speak it in Delaware and then in English towards the last. Colonel, del sattam yuk dana peak hun kahta dohtuak titahenda mahalahtit. Asi keno henda paila helekhet, paila paila helekhen. Hakki. Asi taku kuyaku ula tuwiuk sukna kuna tawundakwi. Kome tokken utomene atria. Nani sok liim kot nani henda mahalahtit. Hokenda atsimul sihtit. Hokenda mahuihtit. Tak tak eko keta lissihtit yuk lina peok, se wiske lina peok, taat khittihinok, nahun ta wundahku se tlikah taat tamneo. Ea ta wundahku ndal sattaman, suk taku kuyakika, hasi tsis bandamuun kutten suk bandaman. Kula haanani kaski leek, hua kaski kuyakui, kuaka kaski luhena se lähetä hattelu napehen laki. Maahelaat o kikutaki tahkan uuttaak. O kenda kikutaki pailehe lehet. O kenda tsiimuusting weimine kiku se. Ahi uliinakkot. Ahi uliinaman. Nii. Kulahanana kaski leek. Suktaku tsiisman namuun. Eli la kuutsi sikanun di ayun da ke no luen le no akala shinda a timo sweden wa kuna chis da pin khane mahne ke khikahten meche ta do khash kahten pesh kunget anan un jia ne we kahten ne anan un jike no
me now what they used to do, you know, they have many buildings in town. So they'd be allowed to have any gathering there. So that's what I understand that they want now. Later on, but I haven't heard any reason. But I heard that in some time ago. I served 4 years in the committee, but I don't serve, I'm not on the committee anymore. But that's what I heard, that they're trying to find a place where they have to recreate. Now, all this day, like I said in Delaware, I'm so proud, I'm glad that they could do that, that would be something wonderful. And, however, quite a bit, a lot of work to be done, and not only that, a lot of expense. Now, they're expecting some kind of a payment now in the near future, but don't know exactly when. What land, what government was took away from them back in Ohio, Indiana, somewhere up in Kansas, I think. It's still pending. That's to go through under Congress some legislation, get enacted before they get to hear anything more about it. It might take some time. So anyway, that's the latest report I learned from several recent people around here. And I, like I said in Delaware, I'm glad to hear that. Maybe someday they might come up and get benefit out of it. And one thing more, they might, they could say they got a place to meet, have recreation. But I mean, you know, they might want to have some kind of ceremony, a dance, something, you know, and have a place for it. So that's the only bad report I heard. And I think it's perfect that that comes soon, you know. And, so that's all I learned recently. I hope everything will turn out that way they want it. There ain't very many of us, but what there are, that's something great. All these other tribes, different people, you know, they got a place, more ground, pictures, place, everything all fixed up, ordered, you know. And, like up here around Grove, Oklahoma, among the biggest tables, quiet. Up in around there, you know, they have a nice place. They got regular buildings, council house. They have place every gathering for the fall festival. I think that's great among the Indians. No matter what, the Indians have something, you know, to establish, keep up their tradition. The main thing is their tradition. They're right, right. And, so I hope today coming I can see this be that way here. Maybe in a few years, if we keep well, we may get to see that place around here close. Might be around here close vicinity, maybe around Dewey. I was not aware, but I think it's promising anyhow. Looks like it's come to that point, and that's something I always like to be thankful for. Maybe place to visit one another. Like I said, you know, we don't visit one another anymore. Seems to me like maybe we just don't have time enough. Everybody seems like they never have time, so busy. Years ago, they used to visit one another, you know, 3-4 days. Now, it's just got to visit 2-3 hours and you have to do something else. That's way everywhere, that way. I hope I'll get to see you again. If you keep well, keep going, come down and let me know. We might build something. That's what I should say. Thank you.